You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God, we exalt you today. Mighty God, you are holy. We worship you today, Lord, through the study of your word. Lord, we draw close to you. Speak to us where we know you speak, and that is in your word. We listen for your voice now. Speak to us, lead us, guide us, equip us today. Help us to know some great truth today that we didn't know earlier. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're listening to WGOD Radio, where we take 15 minutes a day and go through the Word of God. We're in the book of Revelation. I, again, thank you for joining me. This week, there is no Thursday night Revelation Bible teaching at the church. Matter of fact, there won't be now up until January. So we're taking this week off. Now, Christmas and New Year's fall on a Thursday, so obviously we won't be meeting then. So we'll be back at the church again in early January. So in the meantime, I'm here with you every day on the radio, and hopefully I can catch up here on the radio to where we are at church. At church, we just wrapped up chapter 13, looking at the false prophet. Now here today, we're looking at the two witnesses. We're in Revelation chapter 11. We left off here in verse 6. Now I want you to see, it's not important who the two witnesses are, because we don't know who they are. What's important is the state of the world at this time and what is going to happen to inspire people to take the mark of the beast. We can see right here why people are going to do this. I've clued you in before. I've shown you Satan's very own thinking and how this devil operates. He revealed, played his whole card already when he said to God back in Job, Old Testament book, chapter 2, verse 4, he said, all that a man has, he will give for his life. And that's Satan's opinion of you until you prove him different. You know that that's true for the most part. You see that playing out all the time. For instance, think of this guy that had Ebola, the guy that just died. First guy diagnosed with it. Gets on a plane. He knew that he had it. Or he knew he was in contact with people that had it. He went up to board an airplane. They asked him, have you been in contact with anyone that had Ebola? And he said, no. He didn't care who else got hurt. He didn't care who else he infected, because he was looking out for his own hide. And he proved what the devil said is right. All that a man has, he will give for his life. The Lord Jesus Christ, he flipped the script. He was the opposite of that. He gave himself so that you and I could have eternal life. And he calls us to do likewise. And we see that now. When we are Christ-like, we do the opposite. We esteem others as better than ourselves. We consider others ahead of ourselves. Now, I want you to see here, again, the mindset of the world here and what's going on, why people are going to do what they do We see it here in verse 6, Revelation chapter 6, talking about these two witnesses. It says that these have power to shut heaven so that it rain not in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over water, over the waters, to turn them to blood, to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. So we looked at all last week here, 3.5 years with no rain. Get out your calendar and imagine that 3.5 years with no rain. We see drought here in the United States right now and the desperate things that people do. We looked at 2 Kings. We looked at a prophecy. Well, it wasn't a prophecy. We looked at what happened in the days of Ahab the king when there was a drought and people were boiling their own children and eating them because in desperate times, people do desperate things. So now you got 3.5 years with no rain. No rain falls during the days of their prophecy. The Bible tells us that's 1,260 days. And as if that's not enough, they have power, same as Moses did, to turn the existing waters into blood. So now, this is the state of the world. There's no water. What is there? There's no rain. The water that exists, the lakes and rivers, has been turned into blood. Now, verse 7. Now, when they have finished their testimony, now when is that? That's 3.5 years after they start, right down to the day. When they finish their testimony, the beast, now remember, the beast, anytime you see this reference to the beast in here, it's talking about the Antichrist. The beast is the Antichrist. The second beast, which we read in Revelation chapter 13, is the false prophet. The Bible calls him as much in chapter 19, verse 20. When they finish their testimony, so that's 3.5 years after the two witnesses start preaching. When they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them and overcome them and kill them. Now I'm going to shock you here with something you've probably have never heard before, and here it is. This beast is the Antichrist. Notice his origins. Notice it doesn't say he comes out of Rome. He doesn't come out of Israel. He doesn't come out of Schenectady. He doesn't come out of San Diego. He doesn't come out of Brisbane. He comes from the bottomless pit. I put it to you today, friend, that the Antichrist has already lived. He's already lived. He comes out of the bottomless pit. He might not be dead today, but this man is, there's more to this man than meets the eye. He's not your regular run-of-the-mill, flesh-and-blood Hollywood actor. He ascends out of the bottomless pit. Now, who knows? Maybe this man was taken away into the bottomless pit the same as Elijah and Enoch were taken away and taken up into heaven. Who knows? Maybe this guy was taken away and taken down into the bottomless pit as the four angels, which we read in chapter 9, were prepared for this very day, week, hour, and year to destroy a third of mankind. Maybe this guy was taken away and was prepared for this time as well. I'm telling you, the Antichrist doesn't come out of Rome. He comes out of the bottomless pit. He's not a regular human being here. I believe he's already lived. The world marvels when they see this man. Think of some of the things here where it says one of his head was mortally wounded. And the whole world marveled after this guy who comes out of the sea, as we read in chapter 13. Can you think of anyone personally who you know that has a mortal head wound that is in the sea right now? I know what you're thinking. Yeah, I can think of someone. That's right. Osama bin Laden, right? He's got a mortal head wound. He was shot in the head. And then without any witness, all the witnesses that had are all gone or dead. They had accidents or the rest of the SEAL team is dead now. There's like just that one witness, well, there's a couple. But my point is that here's a man who had a mortal head wound who was in the sea right now. In chapter 13, it says, I saw a beast rising up out of the sea. having 7 heads and 10 horns. So what would the world do if you saw someone like that? If Osama bin Laden walked up on the shore and shaked himself like a dog, getting the water out of his hair, and said, "I am God," what would the world do? Or how about, say, like John F. Kennedy, if he appeared again in Hyannisport, what would the world do? What would you do if you saw John F. Kennedy today and said, "I've been to the other side"? Or how about Steve Jobs? Now, many people in the world already worship Steve Jobs and worshiped him as a 98.6 degree flesh and blood man. Think about today what would happen if Steve Jobs showed up in Cupertino today and say, "I've been to the other side." Now, then he would say, "Watch this man and he will prove who I am," pointing to his associate, the false prophet. Now, I'm not saying either one of those guys is the Antichrist, because we don't know. All I know, it's going to be something like that. And the guy is not your regular run-of-the-mill, flesh-and-blood, everyday man, because this man comes from the bottomless pit. That's his origins. Revelation chapter 11, verse 7. When they have finished their testimony. Notice, too, it's not until they finish their testimony. You see, no hissing demon can take you out before your time. Not until they finish their testimony. Let me tell you, friend, it's not until you finish your testimony are you going to leave this world, if you leave this world at all. We read in John 11, 25, that those who live and believe in me, Jesus said, will never die. There are some people on this world that won't ever see death. But no one can take you out until your testimony is done. When they finish their testimony, it says in this text, it's the same thing with you as well. You are invincible. As long as you're walking with the Lord, you're invincible as a child of God until you finish your testimony. Now, there's no telling how you're going to leave this world. Some people have left it in a blaze of glory. Some have slipped on a banana peel. There's no telling how you're going to leave this world, but let me tell you this. You are invincible as a child of God. No cancer can take you out. No sickness can take you out. No traffic accident can take you out. Nothing can take you out or harm you as a child of God until you finish your testimony. That not only applies to these guys, it applies to you as well. Let me encourage you here today, friend. In these last couple of minutes, no demon can harm you. No one can take you out. No one can prevail against you. It's like Paul said, knowing this, he said, "What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Friend, God is for you. God is on your side. Your name is engraved in the palms of his hands. God is for you. If God is for you, who can be against you? Let me encourage you today. You are invincible as the child of God until your testimony is through. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon, right here again on WGOD Radio. We're going to conclude our look at the two witnesses in our next program. We're going to look at the response of the world at the death of these two men. That'll be in our next program here on WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio.